This morning we continue our study on the Gospel of John, chapter 1.
今朝早上咧，我哋继续去查考约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to Gospel of John, chapter 1, starting from verse 1.
请大家翻去约翰福音第一章第一节。
Let us read from verse 1 to verse 4.
第一节读到第四节。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being by Him, and apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是藉着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是藉着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
This morning we'll concentrate first in verses 1 and 2.
今朝早上我哋主要先集中喺第一、第二节。
From the last lesson we learned,
从上一次我哋学到
the opening three words in the beginning.
头嗰四个字呢，太初。
Refers the readers to Genesis chapter 1.
其实是指紧创世纪的第一章。
Genesis chapter 1 tells us about Yahweh God created the material universe by His word.
创世纪第一章就讲到 Yahweh 神他用自己的说话来到创造了这个物质的宇宙。
We learned in the days when there was no chapter verse numbering system.
我们又学到呢在古代的时候，那里分圣经分段呢还没有章节的。
People would use or call the opening few words to refer to a book.
那通常人呢就会讲一卷书的头几个字呢，就意思就指紧那卷书了。
The words in the beginning are the opening words of the book of Genesis.
那创世纪一开始的头几个字呢，就是起初。
These words refer the readers to Genesis chapter 1.
那这几个字呢，一讲到起初，那大家都知道是讲创世纪第一章。
Now, first three of our text confirms this point.
那现在我们看约翰福音第三节呢，也都是证实了这一点的。
Because verse 3 says, everything came into existence by the word, by God.And apart from God, nothing came into existence that has come into existence.
因为第三节就讲到万物是藉着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是藉着他造的。
So this first three simply confirms that the word refers to Yahweh, the creator.
第三节其实就证实了那个道就是讲紧 Yahweh 神创造主。
Last time, we also learned about the importance of background knowledge of the Bible.
上一次我们也都学到知道圣经的背景的重要性。
In the time of Jesus,
在耶稣的时代,
the Bible, which the Palestinian Jews used on the Sabbath day, was an Aramaic translation of the original Bible.
巴勒斯坦當地的猶太人呢，當時他們用的聖經呢，在安息日時候用的呢，是原文的一個阿蘭文譯本來的。
That Aramaic translation is called Targum.
這個阿蘭文的譯本呢，叫做 Targum.
In the Targum,
在這本 Targum 裡面，
the phrase the word of the Lord or the word of Yahweh is an indirect way of referring to Yahweh himself.
那裡說到Yahweh 的道，其实就是间接地讲紧 Yahweh 本身。
We saw that in short, the word is a metonym.
讲得简单啲咧，呢个字本身咧系一个代用词啦。
This further confirms the word refers to Yahweh.
呢一个背景嘅知识咧，就再一次证实呢度讲嘅道咧，其实系讲紧 Yahweh 神自己。
Not to Jesus.
唔系讲紧耶稣。
What is the message of Gospel of John chapter 1?
约翰福音的第一章的信息是什么呢？
Starting from verse 1 all the way to verse 18 is the introduction of the Gospel.
从第一节到第十八节呢，其实是这本书的前言。
This introduction is commonly called the prologue. What is the message of the prologue?
那这个前言的信息是什么呢？
Yahweh had come from heaven to earth.
就是亚伟神是从天上来到地上。
He lived inside the man Jesus.
他住在一个人叫做耶稣的里面。
Jesus was Yahweh's chosen representative.
耶稣就是亚伟神所选择的代表。
Let's read 14.
请看第十四节。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. Glory is of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满地有恩典，有真理。
Now let's read verse 18.
我们跳到第十八节。
No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son.Who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him.
从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
So no man has ever seen God at any time.
所以从来没人见过神。
But the man Jesus is the image of the invisible God.
但是这个人耶稣呢，就是肉眼见不到的神的形象。
In the face of Jesus Christ, the disciples saw Yahweh's glory.
从耶稣的脸上，他的门徒就见到亚伟神的荣耀。
Why did Yahweh the Creator want to live inside a man?
为什么亚伟神选择想去住在一个人的里面呢？
What was his purpose?
他目的何在呢？
The purpose is this.
目的是这样。
Those who obey Jesus,
那些凡是遵从耶稣的人
Those who follow Jesus' way
那些跟从耶稣道路的人
May become children of God
就会成为神的儿女
And may have eternal life through Jesus
就会通过耶稣得到永生
This is the message of the prologue of the Gospel of John
这个就是约翰福音的前言所要告诉我们的信息
Today we want to concentrate on verse 1 and 2
今天我们集中看一、二两节
Let's read 1 and 2.
我们一起看一下一、二、两节。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，这道太初与神同在。
I'll ask kindly get the first slide ready.
请播放第一条片。
First one comprises of three sentences.
第一節呢是有三句。
Shall we call the first sentence 1A?
我們就當是呢第一句叫做 1A 啦。
So 1A says, In the beginning was the Word.
1A 呢就講太初有道。
And 1B says, And the Word was with God.
1B 第二句呢就話道與神同在。
1C, And the Word was God.
第三句 1C 呢道就是神。
And somehow verse 2 repeats 1B.
咁第二节咧，其实系重复紧 1B 呢一句嘅。
He was in the beginning with God.
这道太初与神同在。
Let's read verse 1 carefully and think.
我哋再睇下第一节，小心睇下，一谂下。
Now, since the word is an indirect way of referring to Yahweh,
既然道呢个字啊，系间接地。讲紧耶和
华。And that means,
咁即系话咧
，the word refers to God。
道呢个字就系讲紧神啦。
Now 1A is very clear。
嗱，一 A 第一句咧系好清楚啦。
So in the beginning, in Genesis chapter 1, was the word, was Yahweh。
一起初咧，太初嘅时候就系讲紧创世纪第一章啦。一起初就有耶和华佢自己啦。
But We have problem with 1B.
但是来到第二句 1B 呢、有些困难。
And the word was with God.
道与神同在。
But then, if the word refers to God,
但是、假如道是讲紧神的话
1B would say, and God was with God.
那就是说神与神同在。
And since the word refers to Yahweh, 1B would say,And Yahweh was with Yahweh.
咁道既然系讲紧神Yahweh嘅话，咁即系话 Yahweh 与神同在。
No, nobody would speak like this.
嗱，冇人会咁样讲嘢嘅。
No writer would write a sentence like this.
冇人写嘢会咁样写法嘅。
One B simply doesn't make sense.
咁第二句咧，我哋咁样理解咧，就系好似解唔通咁样。
1b doesn't make sense because there is a problem with the translation of 1b.
第二句啊，係睇落去好難理解咧，係因為翻譯上嘅錯誤。
For the same reason, there is a problem with the translation in verse 2.
咁同一個道理咧，第二節嘅翻譯咧都係有啲問題。
There is no problem with the original Greek.
原文希臘文咧係冇問題嘅。
In the original Greek, 1b and verse 2 make perfect sense.
喺個原文希臘文裏邊咧。第一節的第二句和第二節呢是很容易理解的。
Let's look at the second slide.
我們看第二張片。
According to the Greek original, verse 1 and verse 2 should read like this.
根據希臘的原文呢，第一、二節是應該這樣讀。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word referred to God, and God was the Word.In the beginning, the Word referred to God.
正確的翻譯應該是這樣，太初有道，道是指神，神就是道，這道太初是指神。
Not only we have a problem with translation of the word with God.
我們不單止在與神這兩個字的翻譯上有問題。
與神同在。
與神同在，這四個字。
According to the original Greek,
根據希臘原文
the word order of 1c is different.
根據原文咧，呢個字嘅次序咧係唔同嘅。
In the Greek, it should read, "And God was the Word."
喺個希臘原文裏邊咧，字嘅次序係應該就係神就是道。
Now, let's look at the third slide, please.
我哋一齊睇第三條片。
In the New Testament Greek, to express somebody is in the company with somebody else, the common word to use is meta.
在新約希臘文，當我們想說與某人一起的時候，我們通常就會用 meta 這個希臘文。
Meta is a very common Greek word to say I am with somebody.
Meta 咧係一個好普遍嘅希臘文，就係講緊我與某人一起。
But the word in verse 1 part B is not meta。
但係喺約翰福音第一章嘅第二句一邊咧，與神同在嘅與字咧就唔係 meta。
The word is pros。
嗰個字咧係 pros。
Now in the New Testament, rarely is the word pros used to express somebody being with somebody else。
在新約聖經很少就會用這個 pros 這個字來說某人與某人一起
To say I am with somebody, the word meta would be used
如果只是想說我與某人一起就通常會用 meta 即第一個希臘文
Let me give you two important examples
我舉兩個很重要的例子
Next slide please
下一條片
When we look at this famous sentence in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 1 verse 23,
當我哋睇下馬太福音一章廿三節呢個好出名嘅聖經嘅時候
，Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call the child Emmanuel, which translated means God is with us.
必有童女懷孕生子，人要稱他的名為以馬內利。以馬內利翻出來就是神與我們同在。
With us, the Greek word is meta, not pros.
與我們同在用的希臘文咧係 meta， 唔係 pros。
This is just one very common example.
嗱，呢個只係一個好其中一個好普遍嘅舉例。
Let's see a second, even more important example.
讓我哋睇下另一個例子係更重要嘅例子。
Next slide, please.
下一條片。
Now we're going to read the first letter of John.
現在我們要看約翰一書
Chapter 1,
一章
verses 1 to 3.
一至三節
What was from the beginning? What we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have beheld in our hands handled concerning the word of life.
論到從起初原有的生命之道就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
Verse 2 And the life was manifested, We have seen and bear witness and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又作见证，将原与父同在，且显现与我们那永远的生命传给你们。
Now verse 3.
第三节。
What we have seen and heard, we proclaim now to you also, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。大家留意，与我们相交。我们乃是与父又有了与父，并与他儿子耶稣基督相交。
Wow, this passage is so crucial to a correct understanding of Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 1.
这段圣经呢，是对于明白约翰福音第一章第一节呢，是非常的重要。
Please notice many hints.
请留意好多线索。
Note the words from the beginning.
请留意第一节，论到从起初。
Notice the word from the beginning, not in the beginning.
留意喎，系从起初，唔系太初。
Notice the word of life.
亦都留意咧后边嗰几个字，生命之道。
First, notice the word.
首先就要留意道。
Then notice the life.
还有留意生命。
And then notice the repetition of we have seen, we have touched with our hands, we have heard, we have seen.
又留意咧，佢哋重复讲嘅所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过呢几句字。
All these hints refer the readers to Gospel of John chapter 1.
所有呢啲字啊，其实都系叫到读者咧，要翻翻去约翰福音第一章嗰度。
But it doesn't mean the First John chapter 1 here is identical with Gospel of John chapter 1.
但系咧，又唔系话咧，约翰一书第一节呢一度咧，就同约翰福音第一章系完全一样。
We have seen that Gospel of John chapter 1 refers us back to Genesis chapter 1.
我哋已经见知道啦，约翰福音第一章咧系叫我哋睇翻创世纪第一章。
But here, First John chapter 1 refers us to Gospel of John chapter 1。
但系呢度约翰一书咧系讲紧叫我哋睇翻约翰福音嘅第一章。
Since Yahweh came and lived inside the man Jesus，
既然耶和嚟咗住喺耶稣呢个人里边
，The disciples of Jesus。Had come to experience Yahweh's life through Jesus.
耶稣的门徒呢，就通过耶稣在耶稣身上呢，就经历到Yahweh神自己了。
The disciples have seen Jesus, heard Jesus, have touched Jesus.
耶稣的门徒见过耶稣，听过耶稣，亲眼见过，亲手摸过耶稣。
They have seen the glory, the beauty of Yahweh in the face of Jesus.
他们在耶稣的脸上，他们见到耶和华的荣耀。
They've experienced the life of the invisible God through Jesus.
他们从耶稣身上经历到一个眼见不到的神的形象。
What is the result?
结果是怎样呢?
The result is that the disciples had fellowship, interaction with the Father, Yahweh.
就结果就是这些门徒和父耶和华神有相交了。
And also have fellowship with Jesus.
亦都同主耶稣有相交。
Actually, the children of God would have fellowship with each other.
而实际上咧，神嘅儿女们之间都有彼此嘅相交。
Now, in these three verses, we see both the word meta and the word pros are used.
喺呢三节经文里边咧，我哋睇到呢两个希腊文都出现 meta and pros.
The word meta occurs actually three times.
Meta 咧，其實出現咗三次添。
So we see in our English Bible the word with three times。
所以從我哋嘅英文聖經譯本咧，成日都睇到與呢幾個字。但喺我哋嘅中文譯本咧，我哋只係能夠睇到與相交，只係出現咗兩次。
You see this word meta in verse 3。
我哋喺第三節睇到 meta 呢個字。
And I repeat to you, the word meta means somebody being in the company with somebody else.
我就重复讲一次啦。Meta 嘅意思就系讲到某人与某人在一起。
But in verse 2, the word pros is used.
但系第二节咧就用咗 pros 呢个字。
For some strange reason, in verse 2, the word pros is also translated as with somebody.
出于某些原因咧 ，pros 呢个字呢个翻译出嚟咧，亦都系与某人同在。
Here in verse 2, it says the eternal life is with the Father.
喺呢度就讲到个永生系与父同在。
We need to ask a question here.
喺度我哋要问一个问题。
In verse 3, the word meta already means with.
但系就喺第三节啦。Meta 呢个字咧已经系解与某某同在。
In verse 2, why did the translator want to say the word pros also means with?
嗱喺咁嗰个作者啊，点解喺第二节用 pros 嘅时候，佢又系谂紧与呢个谂法咩
？Just as in Gospel of John, the prologue.
正如咧喺约翰福音嗰度嗰个前言啦。
There in verse 1 and part B.
嗰度咧第一节嘅第二句一 B。
Just as we have a problem with translation.
就正如咧佢嗰度咧有翻译上嘅失误。
Here too in verse 2.
呢度咧一样同样。
We need to have a clearer translation.
我哋需要有一个正确啲嘅翻译。
Next slide, please. Well, if you remember what we read in Gospel of John chapter 1 and verse 4.
如果你还记得喺约翰福音第一章嘅第四节讲到乜嘢呢
？Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 4.
在《约翰福音》第一章的第四节
We are told that God's life, eternal life, is in God, in Him.
我这里就看到神的生命、即是永生呢是在神的里头。
Well, the reason is very plain.
原因是很明显。
Eternal life is not a person.
永生不是一个人物来的。
Eternal life is the life of God.
永生系就系神嘅生命。
Eternal life is to be found in God。
永生咧系喺神嘅里头。
Eternal life is not an individual。
永生唔系一个人物。
So the translation that the eternal life which was with the Father is problematic。
所以翻译成永生与父同在咧，这个翻译系有问题嘅。
I say again。
我再重复讲一次。
If the writer wants to say the eternal life is with the Father, he would have used the word meta, not pros.
我再讲一次啦。如果作者佢真系想讲永生系与父同在嘅话咧，咁佢用嘅希腊文应该系 meta。
But the word is pros.
但系佢用嘅咧，其实系 pros。
A much clearer translation would read like this.
一个更加清楚嘅翻译咧，应该系咁。
The next slide, please.
下一张片。
According to the Greek, first letter of John, chapter 1, verse 1 and 3, read like this.
根据希腊原文呢，约翰一书一章应该是这样读。
We declare to you what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands, concerning the word of life. This life was revealed, and we have seen it and testified to it.And declare to you the eternal life that referred to the Father and was revealed to us. We declare this to you, what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Now, the next thing I need to tell you.Is that the word pros has multiple meanings?
下一点我要讲嘅，其实 pros 嘅字咧系有多重嘅意思。
Today, to summarize the findings for you,
今日咧我就归纳咗一啲嘅定义。
I simplify it under three meanings.
我就简化咗为三个意思啦。
First meaning, which is the primary meaning.
第一个意思就是一个基本的意思
，which is the most common meaning in the New Testament. It means two.
就是新约圣经用的时候是最普遍的这个用法了。就意思呢就是向或者是对
，or to pray to God.
即是话譬如是 對某人說話，或者係向某人祈禱。
If you would flip your Bible to Gospel of John again, chapter 1 and verse 29.
請大家翻翻去約翰福音啊。
Gospel of John again, chapter 1, and now we read as an example, chapter 1, verse 29.
約翰福音一章廿九節。約翰福音一章廿九節。
I'll trouble Olive to read in Chinese.
次日，約翰看見耶穌來到他那裏，就說：看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
In English, you see the word John the Baptist saw Jesus coming to him.
喺你嘅英文聖經咧，就你會見到依一句：約翰看見耶穌來到他那裏。
To is the word pros.
这个来到呢的意思，个原文就是 pros 咯。
It emphasizes a direction.
它在强调一个方向。
Towards somebody.
是就是向着某一个人走去。
Let's read Gospel of John, chapter 2, verse
3. 那也翻开去第二章的第三节。第二章第三节。酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。
When you say, the mother of Jesus said to him, that's the word pros.
呢度咧讲到耶稣嘅母亲对他说，对他咧呢个原文咧就系 pros。
So the primary meaning of the word pros is to or towards.
所以 pros 最首先嘅意思咧就系向对。
And this meaning doesn't change.
咁呢个意思咧系唔会改变嘅。
Now, a second meaning. This is a secondary meaning of pros. It means refer to.
这个就是 pros 的第二层的意思。意思就是指向。
Point to.
论到。
Pertaining to.
关于。
Let me show you two important examples.
我会给大家看看两重要的例子。
Next slide, please.
下一条片。
The book of Romans, chapter 15 and verse 17.
罗马书十五章十七节。
Romans 15, 17 reads,
罗马书十五章十七节咁读。
In Christ Jesus, then, I, Paul, have reason to boast in things pertaining to God.
所以论到神的事，我在基督耶稣里有可夸的。
Notice the English translation pertaining to God.
请留意这个翻译啦，就系论到。
In the Greek is prostonseon.
希腊的原文咧就系 proston theon。
Exact construction as in Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 1b。
就系同约翰福音嘅第一章一 b 嗰句咧系一模一样嘅。
Pay attention to how our Chinese Bible translates this correctly。
请留意啊，我哋嘅中文圣经咧系翻译得非常嘅正确。
I mean the Chinese Union Bible, not the New Chinese Translation。
就系和合本翻译得好正确，就唔系新译本。
You see the word 论道,
论道,
which means referring to, talking about God.
意思咧即系话系关于系讲紧神呢一样呢个嘅。
Next slide, please.
下一条片。
Let's look at the second example.
第二个例子。
The book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verse 1.
希伯来书五章一节。
Every high priest chosen from among human beings.Is put in charge of things pertaining to God, prostonseon, on their behalf, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins.
凡从人间挑选的大祭司，是奉派替人办理属神的事，为要献上礼物和赎罪祭，或作要为罪献上礼物和祭物。
This is the second meaning then.
这个就是第二层的意思。
The word pros sometimes is used to say refer to or concerning.
Pros 有时的意思就是讲紧指向或者是关于。
Now a third meaning, which is rarely used.
第三层的意思呢？第三层的意思是很少用的。
Pros can mean to be near somebody.Or to be in a company with somebody.
Pros 咧的确系可以解作咧，在某人嘅旁边，又或者咧与某人在一起。
This is possible but rare.
系可以咁用嘅，但系好少会咁用。
So let us summarize.
咁我哋总结一下。
Next slide. Coming back to Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, the correct translation should read like this.
翻翻嚟《约翰福音》第一章一至二节咧，正确嘅翻译咧应该系咁读
：In the beginning was the Word, and the Word referred to God, that is Yahweh, and God was the Word. In the beginning, the Word referred to God.
太初有道，道是指神，神就是道。这道太初是指神。
Last Sunday, one of you told me an experience, an encounter with a person.
上一周呢，有一位同我分享，他过去接触过一个人。
A person met a Christian from another church.
咁佢咧就遇到来自第二间教会嘅一个基督徒。
And that person asked our member, "Do you believe that Jesus is God?"
咁呢个基督徒咧就问我哋呢位成员啦，就问佢啊，你信唔信耶稣系神啊
？No, I don't.
咁我哋嘅成员咧就话唔信啊。
And the person said to him,
咁呢个人咧就同佢讲。
If you don't believe Jesus is God, how will you face Jesus Christ on the judgment day?
他说到，如果你不相信耶稣是神的话，在审判的日子当日，你怎样面对耶稣啊？
And the reply is, not only I have to face Jesus Christ on the judgment day, you will also have to face Jesus Christ on the judgment day.
他就说，不单止我在审判当日要面对耶稣。咁你喺审判嘅当日，你都要面对耶稣啫。
What if on that day Jesus Christ said, "I never said I was God"?
咁如果当日啊，耶稣话同你讲，我都从来冇讲过我系神啊。
I feel this reply was well put.
我觉得咧答得好啊，答得妙啊。
And then finally, the person said to him.
咁最后咧，呢个基督徒就同佢讲
，You should go home and pray.
他说你应该回家好好祈祷。
After praying,
祈完祷之后
open the first chapter of the Gospel of John.
那就打开约翰福音第一章。
There you will see proof, evidence to say that Jesus is God.
那你就会看得到那里有证据说耶稣是神。
Well, that's interesting.
好有趣啊。
The person claimed that we will see proof.In Gospel of John chapter 1, that Jesus is God.
这位基督徒呢，他说，你能够从约翰福音第一章看得到证据，讲到耶稣是神。
But I have prayed, have studied the Gospel of John chapter 1.
我有祈祷啊，而我们整体一起呢，都研究过约翰福音第一章啊。
We do not see proof Jesus is God.
但我们并看不到讲到耶稣是神的证据哦。
The word in Gospel of John chapter 1 refers to Yahweh, not to Jesus.
约翰福音的第一章讲到的道这个字呢，是讲到 Yahweh, 不是讲到耶稣。
There is not one single place of the whole Bible that says Jesus is God.
在整本圣经里面，没有一处是讲到耶稣是神。
Nobody.
没有一个人。
No Christian.
没有一个基督徒。
No pastor.
冇一个牧者
，no theologian，
冇一个神学家
，can find one sentence in the Bible that says Jesus is God。
系冇一个人咧能够从圣经里边揾到呢一句说话，讲到耶稣是神。
There is no evidence。
系冇证据噶。
There is plenty evidence to say Jesus is the Son of God。
但系咧，我哋会揾到好多证据咧，就讲到耶稣是神的儿子。
And Gospel of John chapter 1 tells us, Son of God means Jesus is the perfect image of the invisible God.
而约翰福音嘅第一章讲到嘅耶稣是神嘅儿子嘅意思咧，就系耶稣系眼见唔到嘅神嘅一个完美嘅形象。
Jesus is Yahweh's representative.
耶稣就系 Yahweh 神嘅代表。
Jesus is not God.
耶稣不是神。
To have eternal life, nowhere in the Bible requires man to believe Jesus is God.
要去得到永生咩？喺圣经冇一处系要求人要去相信耶稣是神嘅。
I repeat.
我重复一次。
There is not one place in the Bible that requires you to believe Jesus is God in order to have eternal life.
在圣经里面没有一处是要求你必须要相信耶稣是神才可以得永生。
Let's turn to Gospel of John chapter 20.
请回去约翰福音二十章
Verses 30 and 31.
三十至三十一节。
John chapter 20, 30 to 31.
约翰福音二十章 30-31节。
On many other signs, therefore, Jesus performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these miracles have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, so that believing you may have life in his name.
耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
The requirement, the condition to have eternal life,
个要求系咩？去得永生嘅条件呢？
Is to believe that Jesus is Yahweh's representative.
就系要去相信耶稣系亚伟神嘅代表。
The Christ,
即系基督。
The Son of God.
是神的儿子。
But the Bible does not require you or me to believe Jesus is God.
但圣经从来没有要求你和我去相信耶稣是神。
What is more, the Bible says Yahweh is the only, the sole creator of everything.
再者呢，圣经讲Yahweh神是唯一的创造者。
The Bible tells us there was no other creator.
圣经讲到呢，除了亚伯神之外，是没有另一个创造主的。
When Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, created the universe,
当亚伯父神呢创造宇宙的时候，
He did not use or have an assistant even.
他是没有一个助手的。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms.
请回去诗篇。
Psalm number 33.
诗篇33篇。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Psalm number 33 and verse 6.By the word of Yahweh, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, all their host.
诸天藉耶和华的名而造，万象藉他口中的气而成。
This verse clearly refers to Genesis chapter 1.
这一句圣经很明显是直指翻向创世纪的第一章。
Now let's read on to verse 8 and 9.
我们继续看第八、第九节。
Let all the earth fear Yahweh. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast.
愿全地都敬畏Yahweh，愿世上的居民都敬惧怕他，因为他说有就有，命立就立。
Let's now turn to the prophet Isaiah.
请翻去以赛亚书。
The prophet Isaiah chapter 44 and verse 24.
以赛亚书四十四章。以赛亚书四十四章廿四节。
Isaiah 44 and verse 24.
以赛亚书四十四章廿四节。
Thus says Yahweh, your Redeemer, and the one who formed you from the womb. I, Yahweh, am the maker of all things, stretching out the heavens by myself, and spreading out the earth all alone.
从你出胎，造就你的救赎主，Yahweh如此说，我Yahweh是创造万物的。是独自铺张诸天、铺开大地的，谁与我同在呢？
So we see Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, is the only creator. There was not, there is not a second creator.
所以我哋睇到 Yahweh, 我哋嘅天父系唯一嘅创造主，系冇另一个创造主嘅。
Not even a co-creator. He did not have an assistant.
亦都冇一个另外一个人同佢同工嘅，佢冇助手嘅。
The word in Gospel of John chapter 1 refer to Yahweh.
约翰福音一章嗰度讲嘅道呢个字咧，系讲紧 Yahweh.
It does not refer to Jesus.
唔系讲紧耶稣。
Jesus is not God.
耶稣不是神。
Jesus is not a creator.
耶稣不是创造主。
Well, my time is almost gone.
我时间到啦。
Let us summarize our important lesson today.
我总结一下我今日所讲嘅。
Yahweh alone is God.
Yahweh 是独一的神。
Jesus is Yahweh's representative.
耶稣是亚伟神的代表。
Jesus is the image of the God who is invisible.
耶稣是我们肉眼看不到的神的形象。
Not only so, Yahweh has chosen Jesus to be our way.
不单止是这样， Yahweh 还拣选了耶稣成为我们的道路。
The way to eternal life.
就是去永生的道路。
That is, means the way to know and to find God.
就是去认识神，知道神，找到神的那一条路。
For our last text,
我们回最后一段圣经。
We come back to the Gospel of John.
约翰福音。
This time we read John chapter 14 and verse 6.
约翰福音14章6节。
Jesus said to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不藉着我，没有人能到父那里去。
This is the only correct understanding of who our Lord Jesus is.
去明白耶稣到底是谁，这个才是真正的一个理解。
Jesus is the image of the invisible God.
耶稣是眼看不见的神的形象。
He is the chosen one.
他是被拣选的那一位。
He is the way to God.
他是去到神那里的一条路。
But our dear Lord Jesus is not God.
但我们亲爱的主耶稣并不是神。
Let me conclude for today.
让我今天总结了。
The one purpose Yahweh came and lived inside Jesus is this, so that you and I would believe in Jesus as God's only representative.
Yahweh 神来到住在耶稣的里面的唯一个目的是这样，好让你和我会相信耶稣，他就是神的唯一一个代表。
That we may obey Jesus' teaching.
好让我们去遵从耶稣的教导。
Because everything Jesus taught are the words of Yahweh.
因为每一句耶稣的教导都是耶和华神的说话。
The things that Jesus said are not his own words.
耶稣讲的说话并不是出于他自己的言语。
So that we may follow the way of Jesus.
好让我们去遵从跟从耶稣的道路。
So that we may become God's children.
好让我们能够成为神的儿女。
And we have eternal life through Jesus.
就是通过耶稣，我们得到永生。
You know, on a judgment day, God will judge us by the words of Jesus that we have heard.
在审判的当日，神会审判我们，就是凭我们所听到的耶稣的教训，要按照这些说话去审判我们。
To see whether we have understood Jesus' words and follow his way.
好让，就是要看看我们听了之后有没有去跟从。
Wow, the past few lessons have been very important lessons indeed.
在过去几次的学习呢，是很重要的学习。
And our important lessons will continue 2 weeks' time.
在两个礼拜后会继续讲这么重要的教导。
The next lesson will be a sequel to this one.
下一次呢，就会是今次的续集。
Today's lesson is a simplified version.
今天的学习呢，是简化版。
2 weeks from now, I would present to you a more in-depth presentation.
在两个礼拜后，我会讲解得更加的精细。
The next lesson is also for my colleagues.
下一堂呢，下一个学习，下一次学习呢，都是为我的同事的。
And for all Bible experts who understand the original Greek.
亦都是为了一些那些圣经的学者、专家，他们在这里研究圣经的人而讲的。
But for now, we will conclude for the day.
但今天呢，我们先结束。
Let's be quiet before our Heavenly Father.
我们一起在天父面前安静。
And then I'll ask Olive to lead us in giving thanks to Him.
之后我们请 Olive 开声祷告，感谢他。